question that comes up every year at this time of year is about buying new clothing and new items during the 3 weeks. Is it permissible or not? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tavkuf Nun Aleph, Seif Zayin, says, Yesh omrim sha'asul atakim gadim chadashim uminailayim chadashim b'shabbat zeh. There are those who say you're not allowed to make new clothing or shoes during the week of Tisha B'Av. V'yesh l'hachmir b'zeh me Rosh Chodesh. But one should actually be strict about it from Rosh Chodesh. So this is a prohibition against making new clothing. What about buying new clothing? So the Rama says, "Who are din da'asur liknotan?" This is the din that you're also not allowed to buy them either. So Rav Moshe Feinstein actually addresses this question in Shelot Tshuvot Igrot Moshe Orach Chaim Chelek Dalad. And he says that it's really an issue during the 3 weeks, it's really an issue of Shechianu. During the 9 days, we see that it's prohibited to buy new items, new clothing, though the Mishnah Berurah does say that if it's, you know, things are on sale, so then you can buy them even during the 9 days if they won't be on sale afterwards, or if you're somewhere where you're abroad and you've got the opportunity to buy something, you wouldn't have the opportunity to buy it at home, then you would be allowed to buy it. But during the rest of the 3 weeks, it's actually just a Shechianu issue. So if it's something that you would say Shechianu over, like a new dress or a new new suit, so then it would be prohibited because we don't say Shechianu during the 3 weeks. But if it's just a t-shirt or a pair of socks or something like that, then it would be permissible. And actually Rav Moshe Feinstein also discusses the question, a person needs new trainers for Tisha B'Av, and they suddenly realise after the beginning of the 9 days they haven't got such trainers or plimsolls for Tisha B'Av, are they allowed to go out and buy them? He says yes, because it's kind of a Torah mitzvah and it's for the purpose of Tisha B'Av, so that you're able to walk around and go to shul and such things, and therefore it's permissible. Rav Moshe also discusses other things other than clothing, again on this basis of it being a Shechianu issue, and raises the interesting question of buying a new car. So he says, you just want to upgrade your car from a Lotus to a Jag, or from a Jag to a Bentley, or from a Bentley to a Lamborghini, or whatever it is. So that would be prohibited during the 3 weeks, certainly during the 9 days, but even during the 3 weeks, because that would be a bracha of Shechianu that you're not allowed to say. However, there's a certain paradox, because if what you're getting is a family car that's going to be shared with others, so even if it's going to be your family Bentley, but it's not just your car, so then the bracha is not a Shechianu, but it's a Hatov V'Hameitiv, because that's the bracha that you say on a shared enjoyment, and Hatov V'Hameitiv isn't prohibited during the 3 weeks. We don't say it during the 9 days, but during the 3 weeks it isn't prohibited. The Shechianu, the problem is Shechianu V'Kimanu V'Gianu Lazman Hazeh, to this point in time. We're not happy to be in the 3 weeks, but Hatov V'Hameitiv isn't related particularly to the time, so one can say it during the 3 weeks. So if it's a shared family vehicle, so then you can get it during the 3 weeks because it's a different bracha. If it's a private vehicle, personal vehicle, you can't. What if it's you need your car for business purposes? Your car's broken and you need to replace it. So there he says even during the 9 days you would be able to do that. Why? Because this you're doing for masa umatan, and even though generally speaking we like to reduce masav matan during the 9 days, nevertheless, if your business is going to suffer, so then it's not necessary to reduce it. And he says in that case, you would say the bracha of Shechianu after Tisha B'Av. He also discusses things like bookcases and the like, and says really this is dependent whether there's simcha involved in acquiring them or not. If it's, you know, you've got, you know, just all your books in piles on the floor, and because your bookcase is collapsed and you just need to get some new ones in, so then there's no real simcha in putting up new bookcases, and it would be permissible. Whereas if it's you're having, you know, fake mahogany bookcases put in, so you've been waiting for for years, instead of your old chipboard ones, and you know every time you look at them you get that frisson of excitement, so that would be prohibited because it's a simcha, and also one would be saying the bracha of Shechianu. Ard can, but certainly in any event, so as far as clothes is concerned, the bottom line is during the 3 weeks, if it's something you say Shekhiyanu on, you don't buy it during the 3 weeks. If you don't say Shekhiyanu, you can buy it during the 3 weeks, but during the 9 days, you shouldn't buy it at all unless it's on sale. Ard can.